All right, Jimmy Duffy, you was last man standing today in OLBC. You're standing, and you must be proud of your charges for digging in.
Very, very proud. To be honest, I think maybe a little bit fortunate. I think Ballinrobe are very, very unlucky at the beginning. They're losing likes of Trevor and Paddy Flanagan, you know, which is had a big bearing on the game. So, you know, we're delighted to be in the division again, you know. But as I say, like, I feel a little bit sorry, obviously, for Ballinrobe. You know, I think it was unfortunate on them, but we're delighted, obviously, to be still in Division 1 again.
Fair play, because it is true, I suppose, Ballinrobe did lose their spark. But your guys showed a real good full amount of power. Like, I mean, in terms of size, you would expect Ballinrobe to dominate the breakdown, but I just think there was a little bit of determination in clubs there that maybe we haven't seen all season. Like,
yeah, a little bit. We've been unfortunate, I suppose, this year with injuries, and we say one or two players, I suppose, the beginning of the season. But we say some of the bigger players that we've just had back in from injury, the likes of David Riley there at number 8, is an outstanding game.
He was brilliant. Magnificent. Outstanding, yeah.
You know, Donal O'Sullivan there at number 7 as well. So we've really kind of guys who we say at the start of the season, would say, hadn't been kind of involved through injury or whatnot, really kind of show their hand to, you know, to be stake a claim in the first team place and then deliver when they play today, you know.
You've coached many teams. Is it when you're down at the bottom of the table, do you just need something to lift your spirits? Because at the first 20 minutes, your head seemed to be a little bit down, but I conceded that early try. But the way the heads came up and the way you controlled the game from there on in shows that once they got the confidence and belief, they have the ability. Like.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose we say this, you've got good players there like Johnny McDonough as well at 10, yeah, and Kieran Berry, guys with a, you know, good level of experience, both playing kind of senior rugby during their early career, so that kind of tends to show, I suppose, in the big matches, you know. And I suppose it's a cup final for us, really, you know, to stay in the division. You know, it's been extremely competitive this year. It's a very, very tough league. It has really, really come on, you know. The stakes have been upped, and the talent that's on show, to be honest, has been top notch. So it's where we want to be. Thankfully, we're still here, so we've got to try and build and recruit, I think, hopefully, for this season and see where it takes us next year.
Best luck in the Cawley Cup then. You'll give it a good lash in, I
think. Well, we can now. I suppose the pressure's off us a little bit, the monkey's off our back, but you know, we'll definitely have a look now, assess everybody through injury, and then give it a right crack then in a couple of weeks.